A very good evening to you, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, July 31st, 2015. And this is Live Talk. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemire.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the killing of the king of the jungle, Cecil the Lion, in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 12080 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Carried out so far, it shows that the whole poaching event was properly orchestrated.
Kubva mutsvagurudzo dzakaitwa takaona kuti chirongwa chose chekuvhima shumba iyi zvisiri pamitemo chainga chakarukwa chaizvo mari zhinji ikashandiswa. Muvhimi wekuAmerica uyu newemuno muZimbabwe nemuridzi wenzvimbo iyi vose vane zvavakaita mukuvhima shumba iyi zvisiri pamitemo. Nekuti hatina kukwanisa kubata mugari wekuAmerica uyu asati atiza munyika mushure mekupara mhosva yake, tiri kukumbira hurumende yeAmerica kuti imudzose kuno kuZimbabwe atongerwe mhosva yake.
From investigations carried out so far, it shows that the whole poaching event was properly orchestrated.
Ukudingisisa oso kwenziwe kutshengisa ukuthi ukuzingelwa kwesilwane lokhu kwakuvele kulungiselelwe ngaphambilini ukwenzela ukuthi kuphumelele. Kwakulungiselelwe ngumzingeli, umnini pulazi, kanye lowasidubulayo. Kulusizi ukuthi umzingeli owabulala isilwane sowasuka elizweni waya kubo, ngakho sikhalaza ukuthi abuyiselwe ngapha eZimbabwe abhekane lecala lakhe.
Investigations carried out so far, it shows that the whole poaching event was properly orchestrated and well financed to make sure that it succeeds. The professional hunter, client and land owner were therefore all engaged in poaching of the lion. Unfortunately, it was too late to apprehend the foreign poacher as he had already absconded to his country of origin. We are therefore appealing to the responsible authorities for his extradition to Zimbabwe so that he be made accountable for his illegal actions.
Once again, thank you for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening, we are talking about attempts by Zimbabwe to prosecute an American who killed a famous lion called Cecil.
The lion was killed by American Walter James Palmer, who claims that he had permission to hunt in Zimbabwe. The lion was part of a research being conducted by Oxford University.
And now, Environment Minister Opam Chinguri, who you just heard a few seconds ago, says Palmer should be extradited to Zimbabwe to face charges of poaching. The killing of Cecil has caused an international uproar, forcing Palmer to shut down his office where he is working as a dentist, while thousands of people are also urging the U.S. government to take action against Palmer.
And so tonight, we want to hear your views on the issue. If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. The number, once again, 001-202-619-2077.
Yebo, Chris. Yebo, okay, Jonga. Yenje ngokuzwa kwethu si hlaziya ke udaba lokubulawa kwesilwane, isilwane esiyaziwa, esikhanya siyaziwa kakhulu umhlaba jikelele, esithiwa sona Cecil. njengokwazi kweni balaleli ngiyabona liyazi ukubana umuntu lo okuthiwa nguye wasibulalayo uvela ngapha kwele Melika jonga
Wongu vatereri nasi tirukurukura nyaya ya zunza pasirose. Nyaya yaita kuti Zimbabwe inge ichiiskwa pa zisore munhu wose nyaya kurewa kwe shumba inonzi Cecil. Inonzi yaka urewa nemuvimi aibva kuno kwa Amerika ku Minnesota. Achishanda ne vamwe vavimi vaviri vari muZimbabwe. Mumwe vaviri awa muzvina purazi kana kuti muridzi wenzvimbo inonzi yaka urairwa shumba iyi. Shumba iyi ishumba yanga ichinzi yanga ichidaidza. Vatingati matourists kana kuti vashanyi wakawanda zvikuru vaiuya munyika vachinoiona yairatidzika kana vanga vachitarisawo mifananidzo vari kutenda kutaiwa shumba iyi yanga ichiratidzika ndo shumba dzine chinzi mhondoro pachivanhu dzinenge dzakaita saSisil vanofungidzira kuti yanga yane makore angasvika gumi nematatu iri muhwange National Park ndo mainonzi yanga ichigara Asi, yanga ichishandiswawo zvakare kuzvidzidzo nechikoro chepamusoro-soro chinonzi Oxford University. Zvakureva kuti parasikirwa vanhu vakawanda Zimbabwe yarasikirwa neshumba iyoyi. Yarasikirwawo zvakare nemari yanga ichiwanikwa kubva kuvashanyi. Pamwe chete nechikoro changa ichishandisawo shumba iyi kuita zvidzidzo. Chris.
Yes, Jonga, and as usual, we have a number of guests lined up to help us discuss this issue. Jonga, maybe you'd like to introduce our first guest, who appears to be with us here in the studio.
Yes, our in-house guest is Mr. Jimiel Mandima, who is a program director at the African Wildlife Foundation. Welcome, Mr. Mandima.
Thank you so much for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're welcome. And Chris, I think we can start by asking a question.
Yes. Mr. Mandima, you are obviously, aware of the uproar of the, more than, I think now almost 200,000 people have signed a petition for America to extradite Mr. Palmer to go and face criminal charges in Zimbabwe. And from your point of view, what can you tell us about everything that has been happening since the killing of Cecil?
Thank you very much. I think it is, on one hand, saddening to see that the whole world has woken up to the cause for lion conservation. But the positive thing about it is now escalating the awareness across the globe as we see the killing of Cecil, which was done using uncouth illegal method and without the necessary paperwork. Stepping back, wildlife for Zimbabwe and other African range countries is a source of wealth and economic growth. And it is very clear from the media coverage that the way Cecil was killed was not intended to promote the very purpose of using wildlife as a source of economic growth. If it is a source of research to inform how best we can manage the lion populations into perpetuity, if it is a source of ecotourism where we get numbers coming in year after year and paying money that contributes to Zimbabwe's fiscus, and now we wake up and find that Cecil is gone, that is indeed deplorable. And my sense in this organization is we need to ensure that the wildlife resources of Zimbabwe and of Africa can benefit the respective countries, local communities, and stakeholders. And the way that can happen is when people follow the respective regulations and laws. And that's not what happened with Cecil.
A sad story indeed. Chris, before I come back to you, I think we have John Rodriguez, the head of Zimbabwe Conservation Task Force. Mr. Rodriguez, how are you?
I'm quite all right.
Yes, tinotenda nekuya pachirongwa. Stay on the line. We also have Mr. Stanley Torima, who is a Wange resident. Mr. Torima, how are you? Ndirumpenyu tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda kwamaita pachirongwa nyaya tiri kukurukura ndiyo yekuurayiwa kwakaitwa shumba yainzi Cecil inonzi yakaurayiwa nevavhimi zviri kunze kwemutemo. So I can start by asking Mr. Rodriguez how this whole issue of the hand down of Cecil and also now the handing down of one of the handers, Mr. Palmer, is developing in Zimbabwe.
Yeah. It's a pity because this is a tragedy. It's not supposed to be for the radicals. It's for people to make sure that we change the laws. And because this thing, Annie, shows you that there's been greed and corruption in the system. And, you know, we want the local people that live around the wildlife areas to benefit and to be shareholders of this whole scenario. Because your tourism brings more money, and to kill a lion for 50,000, especially an icon, a lion like Cecil, it actually destroys the industry. But they mustn't forget that Jericho is there. He was the brother to Cecil, and people should still come, because what is happening here, it's a pity that our local people that live around these wildlife have not benefited at all. The only people is the landowner and the safari operator, where they know the cake is big enough, it can be shared between everybody, and everybody will be happy. I mean, we have to look. And the people that live around these surrounding areas, they will benefit. But you can see the conflict that there's been in Africa, where people traumatize the animals in the park by shooting and doing all those sort of things. And then it eventually sees a human and starts attacking. This is where the conflict human and animal is. And we should be utilizing this for the benefit of all people in Africa to actually, it's a market. It's a strategy that can benefit everybody. The industries, the hotels, the transport, it can create employment instead of just a few selfish people. On the second matter, Mr. Walter, whatever his name is, Palmer, he committed a crime. It makes no difference if it was here in Zimbabwe, South Africa, Namibia, Kenya, wherever. It's the continent. He broke the law. He must come and face the music. It's simple. There's no other means of solving this problem. You know, how do we take a person that lives around the wildlife area, he goes and hunts an animal, he gets anything from 2 years to 15 years imprisonment. But then we got these wealthy ego trip hunters that come here, shoot one of the icons that can generate money if it's properly marketed, and they do it for 50,000. And the only people that benefit is the National Parks gets their fees. The rest goes to the landowner and the safari operator. I believe this is sick. It's an insult.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Stay on the line. Chris, maybe you have some questions
yes,
Mr. Twerima and Mr. Mandima.
Yes, but before we do that, maybe let's hear from Mr. Twerima. You know, Mr. Twerima actually lives almost a stone's throw away from the national park, the Wange National Park. Maybe he's got a story to tell us before we proceed. Mr. Twerima.
Yeah, no, I can hear you.
Yes, can you just give us your thoughts on this issue?
Yes, when this Sisi was killed, it was not okay. At the same time, I'm really puzzled by the way this thing is being said. If I don't go to Rizal, I'm going to go to Rizal. Because what my parents are doing, they are marrying serious. They are not going to go. They are not going to see what you know. But if I would give you a nothing to do with my parents, they are not going to watch. You talk to anger. So this is somebody that is. They are to borrow money last year. Money they are to get time. 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 They are to get government. We found Congo, we could not see the But I am talking about 2 days. But yes, if you are. Yeah, do my daddy come out right. What is your own? I do a look at Africa. It's so painful, I can tell you. Because auto organizer. So, yeah, those is how much the country was benefiting, can I with other influences benefiting. But if you are a GS, no, I don't know. They are benefiting nothing from those animals.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Twerima. Stay on the line. Basically, he's saying that as one of the residents in the Wange area, they are not benefiting as a community from wildlife. And also, he's saying a resident was killed by lions, but nothing was done. And now that one lion has died, there is an outcry. The whole world is crying. Maybe Mr. Mandima, you can help us here.
Thank you, Mr. Torima. You raise an issue that is obviously very sad and an unfortunate reality in some situations. But maybe the positive side of how we could change that sad story is a lot of the players in the wildlife sector, like our organization, African Wildlife Foundation, work with the local governments, the private sector, and the local communities to identify opportunities by which local communities can benefit from wildlife. And these can come in the form of either being shareholders in ecotourism facilities, and we insist on defining very clear benefit sharing mechanisms that could be plowed back into the community. Second, we also endeavor as much as we can to ensure that communities are aware of how to behave when they encounter wildlife. And we take this all the way to school system, where we are running a program for what we call African conservation schools. And you see, these are all elements that directly connect to local communities. And in the Zimbabwean context, we are working closely with the Wildlife Authority. We are working closely with other communities, not necessarily within the Wange area, but intending to look at the Wange area as well. And the vision is to address the very issues you mentioned. And the truth of the matter is, where there's wildlife and people, with population growth for both wildlife and people, the space is going to be shrinking and there's going to be conflicts. But it's about ensuring everybody has got a stake. And from your statement, it's very clear that we haven't reached to that point in the Wange community and maybe in many other communal areas in other countries, even beyond Zimbabwe. But ideally, that is only how wildlife can matter and become an asset to people and to Zimbabweans and to Wange.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mandima. Maybe we'll come back to you for the benefit of Shona speakers and, if possible, Ndebele. But Chris, maybe Mr. Twerima can explain what he was just saying in Ndebele.
Oh, sure. Mnumzana Twerima, ungachasisa nje ngami ngesiNdebele ukuthi udaba lolo luchoyo wena lumi njani?
No, kade zama ukuthi why ukufisi wawulawa ungekho emthethweni but endesini na kumele ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi yona i-community esurround eWange National Park sizuzani vele kwinyamazana zona lezi ngaphandle kokuthi siyalahlekelwa lempilo zabantu because ngikhuluma kanje salahlekelwa lo mntwana dca kwade kumele ukuthi abe yenza grade 3 isilwane sangena phakathi elayinini sadla umntwana sabulala umntwana ekuseni ngama-8 ngama-9 wayesefile ndalo but udawa lomntwana lo aluzange ludume njengokudima okudumile usisile umntwana lo kasaphendile usisi of course kade elethe imali but imali iyatholakala anytime umntwana sozisimtore futhi i-community leyo asibhenefithi lutho except ukuthi abantwana bayasala bezithandana abanye bebulawa le nyamazana.
Hayi, kuyezwakala, ngiyathemba abalaleli bayazwile. Mr. Rodriguez, how are you?
I'm all right.
Yes, Mr. Rodriguez. My question to you is, Zimbabwe has not outlawed the killing of lions. Now, there's this uproar. Can you just give us your take on this?
The thing is, the wildlife will become extinct if the people are not given the power or get a percentage of the royalties or the people are involved to actually be the guardians. Now, the thing is, yeah, is that certain populations, you know, there's an international treaty that states you're not allowed to trade this and you're not allowed to shoot like these trophy lions and whatever. I can understand the point. It's so frustrating because in the last 30 years or whatever, or 20 years, nothing has happened and you see the local communities benefiting, and they should, because they're the front line. And the hunting fraternity can play a part, because if there is a conflict with human and animal, we want it done properly, humanely, not cruelty. They've got a right to live, too. They've got the right to life. But the thing is, a lot of people overlook these things and just ignore. They ignore the people on the ground who have to go through the trauma of losing relatives because of all the scenario. We have to communicate and get everybody to be party of this system that can work, because that's the only way you're going to preserve the wildlife, all these endangered animals. I can assure you that if you look at the record, the Born Free have come out and said that in Africa there was 80,000 elephants. Today we're sitting at 23. Within the next 23,000, within the next 15 years, we won't have a single lion. So, you know, we have to make a choice. Get the people involved. This is why this old system, the colonialism, has to stop. Let's start looking at our people first before we look at Asia and America and whatever. Let's get these things right. Let's get the people to benefit, because they'll be the best guardians there is.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mandima. Would you say if a nameless lion had been killed instead of Cecil, would we be sitting here having this conversation?
Interesting question. There is no telling, but there is no doubt that Cecil was known by the many visitors from different parts of the world. And it is because of that, when news about its decimation came across the world, voices from all over started coming up. Had it been another lion somewhere unknown, it would not be an issue. That said, there is also a lot of discussions now on the international arena about how we should revisit the manner in which we manage and utilize some of the iconic species we believe are threatened, and lions are part of that. So the voice might not have come in the same level as it has come for Cecil, but the discussions are actually going to eventually lead to a need to revisit and adjust how the different range countries and consumers look at lions and other iconic species like rhino and elephants.
Thank you so much. Please, all our guests, stay on the line. We have a listener who is calling from Zishavane. Mukoma Moses Moyo. Makadi. Mukoma Moses. Nasi maira sa maisa homwe siri yo mari. Maisa homwe majonga.
Ndi jonga, all right, jonga, please. Ndi jonga, please.
vateereri vose vakateerera da vambondipindurawo mubvunzo wangu kuti isu vachova tingaisa mwoyo wedu kugwadhiwa pamusoro pechiumba inobikwa nepoto oyo dzamararidzi
asika ndisati ndasvitsa zvangu kuvateereri ndogona kumboti timbokurukurawo kuti paita musiyano wezvinhu zviviri kuna vadzamara hatizive kuti vadzamara varipi ende upenyu hwavo hwakamira sei pari nhasi asi pana Cecil vanhu vari kutoziva kuti Cecil yakaurayiwa nemunhu ari kutonongedzwa kuti uyu ndiye akauraya Cecil
ndina chokwadi asingazikamu kuti aripi kana kwaiva kurarama chaiva chokwadi asi kuda kurarama pasi pemvura asi zvokwadi mhuka inokwadza asi munhu unokwadza kudarika mhuka
ndizvozvo aiwa ndinoimba vanhu vazhinji vese vari kuzviziva kana yanangana nenyaya yavadzamara vazhinji vanenge vachiziva kuti tiri kunangana nenyaya yavadzamara asi nhasi vanga vachinangana nenyaya yemhuka yaurayiwa yangaikuisa mari kunyika yezimbabwe kunyange yatotadzwa mukoma torima vari kuhwange vari kutaura kuti hatina chatiri kuwana cheuviri kubva mumhuka idzodzo zvinhu zvinogona kunge vanhu vachitaudzana kana kuti dzimwe nguva mari pane payakachengetedzwa asi kurasikirwa kwaitwa nenyika
vana vakadyiwa nechiumba hatina kuhwa nezvavo savahwana ivava vataura
ndizvozvo chimirai rambai muri parunhare ndimbopa kuna vamandima dzimwe nguva vanogona kupindurai vamandima mubvunzo uri kubva kuna mukoma mwoyo
mukoma mwoyo mubvunzo wenyu taunzwa sekutaura kwaita vajonga nhau iri pano nhasi ndekutaura nezviwanikwa zvemusango zvakanangana nenyaya yaseso zvamareiza imimi hatinozviremekedza ini ndinovimba kuti kune madanho nemadiscussions ari kuenderera mberi kudhira nenyaya yamabvunza iyoyo in principle I think even tichitarisa naseso tiri kungoti mitemo yenyika inofanirwa kuteedzerwa saka mutemo unogavhena zvinokwanisa kuitwa nokutaurwa navanhu inongoteedzerwawo sezvowo mitemo inogavhena kushandiswa kwemhuka kuvhimwa kwemhuka kana kuzoonekwa kwadzo inofanirwa kuteedzerwa ende nyaya iripo ndeyekuti zviri pachena kuti vakauraya Sisulu havana kuteedzera mutemo
yevo numzana
maita basa taura henyu asi dzorai volume yeredhiyo yenyu redhiyo yenyu inenge yakati kwirei volume
vane vhima zviya kana zviya ndi vanopiwa matamba okuvhima ivo vakaenda kunovhima vasina matamba okunovhima
hatizivi ipapo vamwoyo asi tikapatarisa ka kana vakauraya mhuka yedu chokwadi vapalma vanofanira nge vakatakura zvinhu zvavo zvavaida pamhuka iyo vakabuda nazvo munyika handifungi kuti vaikwanisa kubuda munyika vasina magwaro aiita kuti vange vachifamba nazvo
magwaro vanawo havo
hatizivi saka tiri kufungidzira nokuti havasati vatongwa vapalma
iye wakabuda munyika akasenga zvinhu zvakadaro hakuna wakambozama kumbotarisavo kuona kuti uyu munhu uyu zvaakapinda munyika ane chinangwa chechakati zvaabuda nazvo ndezviti hakuna wakazvitarisa
handizivi vamandima kuti vaitarisirwa kuwana chii chekuti vakwanise kutakura kana vakabuda nemusoro wasisiru kana ringava dehwe kana chii zvii zvavaitarisirwa vapaulo
ndinogona kondidaro kuti sematehwe zvikuru matehwe ndova vanowanza kufarira kuti vatakure vaende nawo iwavo senyanga dziyai
rambai muri parunhare mukoma mwoyo nemi vamandima tokubatai zvidumuromo zvishoma nekuti taakumboshandura kubva kuchirongwa chataa tiinacho chetv neredhiyo pamwe chete taakusara tichionekwa nevanenge vachikwanisa kutoona paonline yavanoti online streaming saka rambai muripo chris
okay thank you so much and to our radio listeners we're saying good night until we meet on Monday and please do stand by for just a short quick break and we'll be right back for those who can catch us on the internet stand by.